This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. D stands for Doug. That's me, Doug Steffen. The J's are Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, and the V is Victoria Keelan. We're all here with our magical thoughts, wondering whether you got out of this past weekend or the past week or the past month, the past year, what you want out of your life, and how, if you say no to that question, do you get what you want? Are you happy with your life? It's an abstract question, but yet it does have context. I think it has meaning. There are a lot of people who are only interested in their own little sphere of influence, their community, and that's cool. But the question now comes on how much your life is influenced by things going on outside of that circle. And then there's sort of a reflection, you know, if you listen to me over the years to any great extent, you know that I am a reflective thinker. I like to think a lot about, and not just narrowly, what if, but why things happen. Why don't people look at stuff in a way that is better for them? Do you even know what's good for you? I guess that's the question. What opportunities exist and how you make your life better. When I look at the stats about how the world is and how much better off we are in this country than any other place on the planet, pretty much, it amazes me that there are so many people that are unhappy. There are things about this country and our world that are objectionable and that need to be fixed. But it really is. I'll go through the stats with you at some point in time. And I think I started reflecting, ladies, looking at a Facebook post that somebody sent me, basically suggesting that we have in the last 200 years, there are two hallmarks to life. And that starts with the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. When you think about what happened from 1890, let's say, to the end of World War I, into just before we started having the horrible Dust Bowl in America and the depression that went around the world, things changed. And the reason that happened is because things were changing so fast, people couldn't keep up with them. So I wonder if you fast forward to now, the things that are changing and we can't really keep up with them. Think about this, okay? How much our life has changed in the 60, 70 years since the Wright brothers took off in that plane that was basically cardboard and cloth and stuff with a little engine on it. And then thinking about us flying to the moon or sending out the rocket ships that we have out into the universe that we don't even know where some of them are. The Hubble telescope, taking pictures of the universe. And that all happened in, 70 years? When the Wright brothers were up, I think it was 1928, 29, wasn't it? When the first thing took off from the beach in North Carolina? And then to the point where we are. And how in the world could it happen that fast, given the rest of the history of mankind, or the history of the planet, or the history of the universe? And if that happened that quickly, what does that say about how things are moving today? Can we even keep up? You know, radio is 100 years old. That's all. And look at how sophisticated the way is that we communicate with each other on how many different kinds of radios and radio waves and things like that. The movies 100 years ago had no sound to them. And now look at the ability we have using the technology to create movies on a computer screen, in essence. I don't know, I just think when you look around, so many people complain and moan and groan about stuff. Think about that. Now, maybe you haven't had a piece of it, or as much of a piece. You know, is this the Renaissance? Did you study Renaissance when you were in school, ladies? You did.
Right? I was an art history major, so yeah, I studied the art aspect of Renaissance, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, but there are other aspects to the Renaissance beside art, but that's how it has carried through the ages.
A lot of inventions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, yeah. I mean, think about, if you think about Leonardo, I was about to say Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo da Vinci. And what a genius he was. The geniuses that existed and what he predicted for flight, you know, in terms of his art. It is, I don't know, just, so if you start the week saying, I'm tired, I don't want to go to work, blah, blah, blah. You know, think about stuff, turn it around a little bit. Think about other stuff. Here's the good news from the Blackstone Group. They've reached their goal of hiring 100,000 military vets over the past 8 years. Michelle Obama got this started, didn't she?
Jill Biden. Yeah, Jill Biden, when she was second, what is it, second lady? Is that
second
right?
lady, yes.
This always sounds so weird. But yeah, when they worked together, and their big thing was veteran care. So when when President Obama was in office, so this was a big thing that Michelle Obama was trying to raise awareness with corporations and saying, like, look, you know, if you give our veterans a chance, and you know, with a few extra steps, meaning, you know, assimilation and things like that, and mental health, you know, support, things like that, then sure, then why not? What? And so, yeah, Blackstone, the guy was the CEO. I'm blanking on his name at the moment. I don't have it in front of me.
Steve Schwartzman is his name.
Yeah. So he was in Army Reserves. I think he was in the Army Reserves. And so he said he was very moved by hearing what Michelle Obama was talking about. And he was like, well, we own so many different companies as Blackstone Group. I think they have like 500,000 plus employees.
Yeah, what do they do? What are they?
It's a holding company. It's an investment.
It's a big investment company.
They have equity and, yeah, they have all kinds of stuff. And so he decided to make a pledge that they would hire 50,000 veterans in the next 4 years. They did that and then doubled up, and now they're at 100,000 veterans out of their 500 and so thousand employees total, which is really great to have one-fifth of your workforce be veterans. That's
well,
incredible.
How does that all work? You know, when we think about the vets, because they've been on our mind, last week was Veterans Day, thinking about that. But there's also a call to diversify and include various members of other groups to be hired, too. Is the next move, we've got the military taken care of, so is the next move to hire gay people at a company, or people who are transvestites, or whatever. Is that the next move? And I'm not saying that to be facetious. I'm just wondering if that becomes
no one has, like, I mean, I don't know of a company that would have, like, boxes to check for trans people or gay people. You're not even supposed to ask if someone's gay.
Well, why
or
not? If
or
we
trans.
Have a box for military folks, why don't we have a box for that?
Because I think it's different. It's,
why?
It's, because it's not personal. It's not. You're not talking about someone's genitalia or who they want to sleep with. It's different. If you're a veteran, you're a veteran, and you and I.
Yeah, but there's
I
discrimination against veterans and discrimination
right.
against people who are different.
I understand that, but your question is why should we?
Well, that's
what
I'm asking,
what
because
question?
It involves discrimination. My question involves people for whom there is discrimination, and then, you know, what do we do about being conscious? As long as they are qualified to do the job, why should it make a difference whether they're veterans or whether they're gay or whatever it is? We're back
well,
to
it shouldn't
inclusion.
Matter, but
inclusion.
It shouldn't. Yeah, but I think we need to separate. Veterans are a different group. And so the reason that it's more difficult for veterans is because apparently they have a much harder time assimilating back into the private sector once they're finished with service. And so that could just be that their skill sets maybe need to be tweaked in terms of what their, you know, what their expertise are and how that can translate into private sector work. But a lot of times there aren't a lot of opportunities for veterans. And so I think when big companies like Blackstone step in and have that moment where they realize, okay, we could hire 100,000. I mean, look, the Postal Service is the largest employer of veterans in the country. And I think second place is Walmart. So, you know, it should not be this difficult, and more companies should be aiming to do it.
They serve our country, and then they come back, and many of them, as Victoria mentioned, not only have a hard, well, they have a hard time assimilating, but a lot of them, there was just a story out in the Times on Sunday that said something to the effect of like 30%, 29% of veterans when they return home have, we all call it, you know, they're having trouble making ends meet, but they call it food and housing insecure. And
right.
So they don't have those places to go. They are out on the streets sometimes. They don't have places. They're not able to take advantage of some of the programs, whether that's about where they are physically in the country or for whatever reason. So I think, look, it's a step in the right direction to provide an opportunity for military people, especially when they might be getting ready to, they haven't gone through school yet or they haven't gotten their college degree yet. I think it's a great opportunity.
You know, I go back to what I'm thinking about when we got the permits a few years ago to grow cannabis on the farm. One of the things that I pledged to do, and my promises, if that's what it is, but is to hire all veterans to work in the, we have, I think, 34, 35 jobs that'll be filled, and we're hiring local vets. And that was something that I thought of only because I see more of it around, but if I'm seeing it, are we all seeing it? Is it like that obvious everywhere that veterans have a tough time? And then I think to myself, why? I mean, go to the root of it all. Why do we have a tough time with them? It's like the root of the virus. Nobody's thinking about the Chinese government and the bad guys over there and what they fostered on.
Well,
the world.
You think about just on a basic housing level, I mean, if you're in the military and you're a single guy or a single girl, you're not maintaining a home of your own, most likely, right? If you're deployed overseas,
are you single?
You've been somewhere.
You aren't, yeah, right.
So right there, we've got a housing issue. Right
and
there.
And they don't get off.
Right.
They don't
you get off
a lot.
The base, and then where do you go?
$35,000 a year to start with,
right.
Something like that.
And they're not. This is something I learned in that article I was telling you about. They're not allowed, under their contract with the government, they're not allowed to take, like, SNAP benefits. They're not allowed to take a lot of programs that help people when they are having trouble. So you combine the fact that the military doesn't pay very much, that maybe some of those benefits don't kick in right away. Maybe people don't have a down payment for a house, regardless of what kind of attractive VA loan they're going to be getting. And you have a whole lot of people who are in trouble after serving.
Instant homelessness. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an instant problem.
Yeah. All right. Our DGV download will have some of that conversation. You don't get to hear the whole program. A couple of recent downloads focusing on the bill to protect telecommunication systems against foreign threats. That conversation we have in different sizes and shapes almost every day in our report, our tech report. Also in a recent conversation that's in podcast form, we talk about Elon Musk selling off all the money, selling off all the stock in Tesla so he can do what with it. Meghan Markle surfaces again in our conversation, so that's kind of cool. Another podcast asks why and what Americans are doing when it comes to their political values. So there's all kinds of stuff that goes on. The conversation is very wide on our program. Help yourself to a daily at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey, team, we landed the contract!
Yes! Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
We need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour now. Why is my voice cracking? I just cleared it. But Jay, have you got a remedy for that? Let's fix my voice so that it doesn't crack. Can we do that?
A spoonful of honey.
Ah, right. Makes the medicine go down. Medicine go down. See, anything. You make a song out of almost anything. All right. So you were just talking about something that I think is a good trending story. The three of you, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay, were talking about this nine-year-old boy who died as a result of injuries, I guess, from this last weekend, this not this past, but the weekend before that concert, where eight or nine people died.
Ten now. Yeah. Eight people died the night of the concert. Two people died after their injuries. One woman, a 22-year-old, succumbed to her injuries. And then the latest is a 9-year-old boy who was on life support since the concert, and he finally succumbed to his injuries on Sunday. He was on his dad's shoulders. They were kind of towards the back of the crowd, but when the crowd surged, they still got caught in it, and the dad actually lost consciousness. So when he came to, he was searching for his son, going to medical tents. Finally, he found out where his son was. He was shown a picture of his son showing the injuries, and he said that he was not prepared for that, and unfortunately, that little boy didn't make it.
It's just
absolutely awful.
Now, so how is this? Who's being held accountable for this, and how do we keep this sort of thing from happening? 2020 hindsight doesn't do us any good at the moment, but what about these sorts of things, the responsibility of the performers for what goes on in the auditorium or in the venue?
Yeah, a lot of people are being named in the lawsuit against the Scoremore Management, Live Nation Entertainment, Travis Scott, Cactus Jack Records, some other defendants. Civil rights attorney Ben Krupp has filed a lawsuit for nearly 100 other families and said that he's actually working with more than 200 victims who have suffered mentally and
physically. I was going to say, over 300 people were treated at medical tents. I mean, this was just, this was such a nightmare. I think this is going to change the way that an open general admission flooring is handled in the future.
So how does this compare?
Even though they had barricades, people were smushed up against them and couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
What is it like, all the ones that we talk about, these big celebrations down in Southern California that happen every year, three or four of them.
Like Coachella and...
Yeah, those are different, though, because
there's so much space there, and they have a...
And people keep your space from each other, too.
Yeah, it's a little different. But I think there's also got to be a conversation with Travis Scott, who is pretty notorious for wanting people to do this and encouraging this kind of behavior on social media. It's like... you know, you think it's all fun and games until something like this happens, and then what? Then you're sitting there going, oh, sorry, I made a mistake.
And there are so many videos now coming out of people like Adele seeing a woman fainting and stopping the song in the middle of the song. Harry Styles, same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and Travis Scott, there's plenty of video footage. He did see somebody who needed help, and he stopped and called for a medic. But then right after that, you can see the crowd just surges, and he's all into it. So
yeah, he gets right back into it. There's no stopping. All these other artists that stopped the show for people, they didn't restart until they made sure everyone was okay. Travis Scott did not do that. He kept going, and he encourages people to get closer. There are a few other artists that have encouraged people in the past to get closer, and it always ends bad. There's an actress, Alyssa Milano, who talks about she was molested. She was assaulted when she was front row at a concert, and the female she was seeing told everybody to get closer, and some guy behind her started full-on groping her.
Great. All right. Speaking of groping, Britney Spears has ended the conservatorship, or the judge has, so now what? She's free. Whoopee.
She is free.
Yeah.
Yes, this is exciting stuff. Her lawyer, Rosengart, has said that he's going to keep a couple people, he wants to keep a couple people on staff, but Britney is in charge. Britney oversees everything. She's the one bossing all these people around, and just to make sure that everything going on, that
she
what's going on
with
the conservatorship.
Studio to record? She going back to work to...
Well, the rumor is
that... I could see her doing it eventually, but probably not anytime soon.
I think she's planning a wedding.
She wants to get out of her house. Yeah, she wants to get out of the house that has so many bad memories and just get back on with her life.
Good luck to her. 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280. 5280.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. President Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday, a domestic spending agenda that will gift $110 billion to states and local governments to upgrade outdated roads, bridges, and transit systems.
This law was supported by business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, organized labor, who understands this about jobs. Special thanks to the AFL-CIO, the United Auto Workers, electric workers, the IBEW, the iron workers. It goes on. Who would I leave out? And my wife is a member of the union, the NEA. I'm going to get in trouble.
Although just over one-tenth of the money is for traditional infrastructure, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton on Fox News, says this kind of spending must stop.
The American people in places like Virginia and New Jersey and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle sent a very clear message 2 weeks ago. Stop. Stop the madness. Stop the reckless spending. Stop the open borders. Stop coddling criminals. Stop with all the inflation. The Democratic Party clearly didn't get that message. So if they go on headlong rushing towards this $4 trillion spending bill, if they don't close the border, if prices continue to rise, if Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the Ayatollahs continue to see Joe Biden wearing a kick me sign, then it's going to be a massive repudiation for the Democrats next November.
Monday Night Football saw the 49ers trounce the Rams 31-10 in the NFC West showdown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Phil McGeehan is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is in her locale in Los Angeles, City of Angels. And there are a few people who live there aren't angels, but most of them fall into that category. Victoria Keelan from New Jersey, home of the free and the natural and the brave and the mafia. All of them exist nicely in New Jersey. Jay Kirshner down in Nashville. Where the sun rises on somebody with a big guitar, right? Every day there's a bigger... Where's the place, Jennifer? On the way to Las Vegas, there's a big guitar in the desert. Where the heck is that? Is that on the California side of the 15 or the other side? And I remember that big guitar. And I'm trying to remember whether there's... You know what I'm talking about? The big electric guitar is like 40 feet tall. Come on, you must have been. You know what I'm talking about.
Isn't that a hotel or a casino or something with the guitar out front that's
maybe
built like
Las
that?
Vegas. I don't know. Maybe I just think of it and think that it ought to be down in Nashville, where Jay is, instead of out in the middle of the desert.
Sure would make sense.
Yeah, it would. Okay, let's get to what's going on here, ladies. Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, everybody. People with disabilities say that flying is dehumanizing. I don't think they're the only ones who think that flying is dehumanizing. You see what happened to that Southwest flight attendant over
another
the weekend?
Another one.
Yeah.
Smashed in the face.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I guess this lady just walked to the back of the plane, then started walking to the front of the plane. They said to take her seat, and she just smacked it. This lady hurt her. when we went to the hospital.
Yeah. So apparently the FAA says there are about 150 incidents like this a year. Well, normally. But
yeah,
since
the
beginning
like
of this year, there have been 1,300 or 1,400 such cases. So there are 37 of them that have been referred to the FBI for criminal prosecution. So this woman, I don't know whether was there a picture of her? Was she identified? The plane never got off the ground
in
Dallas.
She was identified.
She was. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you think should happen? Jay, you're sitting in a plane. Somebody does that. And they're taken off, the police take them off the plane. So is there a new category of dysfunction here? Is the new category of breaking the law? Do we have separate laws for people on planes because it's more dangerous if they're out of control? What do we do?
Yeah, if somebody's truly acting a fool, then they need to be put on the do not fly list. But there also can't be every single person that gets kicked off a flight because sometimes there are those people in authority who are abusing their power and somebody gets kicked off a flight because their 2-year-old wouldn't wear a mask. That's a different story.
Well, you got to find out what the rules are. I think as much as anything else, the situation with how we live, what's going on. I noticed it was interesting, the border crossings. We were worried earlier in the year about the Haitians plunging through the borders and getting into the country. Apparently the number of migrants is down by more than 90%. Because of what? Because they don't want to come? Because
there's no point. Yeah. So they got flown home, and now the message has gotten out that don't bother because you're not going to be able to stay.
So why are we doing that with all the rest of the people that are crossing the border illegally? Why just the Haitians?
Well, it's not just the Haitians, but that's something
only 300 Haitians got sent back. A lot of them that tried to get in the country already did. They went through South America, actually. Mm-hmm. Which I think is insane. They have, and a lot of the people weren't even coming from Haiti. They were Haitians who had settled in South America, who then had the money and the resources to make their way to the border. So it's, 300 Haitians sent back is not great.
Well, it's more than that. It's more than that.
Okay,
by my count, I think
many.
I only saw 300, but maybe there's more. I haven't seen a huge effort to deport people lately. I mean, it seems like they're just letting everybody.
Well, there were seven flights a day from Texas to Haiti, so it was 8,500 migrants were sent back.
That's better.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, is it, 8,500, when you're looking at 2 million will probably cross it, and those are just the ones we know about?
Well, it's not 2 million just from Haiti, though.
No, but 2 million illegal immigrants are coming into the country. Who cares from where they're from? The point is that there are going to be about 2 million people coming in here, and those are only the ones we know about. There's also the gotaways, as they're known, and we don't really have an estimate of how many people are there.
I want to put this into perspective, because I'm the oldest of the group here. Maybe I'm not sure I'm the most mature, but I have matured in age. So I think this all started back when the Cuban, the Mariel boat lift took place, which was in the 60s. The Cubans were taken over. The guy who had run Cuba, dictator, got tossed. Fidel Castro came in, and people were leaving the island by the thousands. And they were leaving any way they could, in tubes from tires, in old boats that had holes in them. They obviously hadn't found that plastic stuff that puts boats together again. What's that stuff called? The plastic, the stuff that the guy advertises on the...
Like chewing gum?
No, it's the stuff... Yeah, Flexi, thank you. Anyway, the point is that at that time, South Florida was a completely different place than it is today. And the reason that it's different today is because all those people who left Cuba were allowed to come into the United States. Is maybe not. Well, they were allowed because they just floated in on the west side of Florida, the south side of Florida, the east side of Florida. They came by the thousands and thousands and thousands. Did some of them get turned back? Yeah, but there were a lot of youngsters who went through. I'm trying to remember. There was one kid, but it wasn't until Janet Reno was. I'm trying to remember.
Ilian Gonzalez was.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it. Yep,
people
you got to
retire.
He did get to stay. He did get to stay, didn't he?
No, they sent him back.
They sent him back.
The great thing is he became like this great hero in Cuba, actually. And,
yeah.
I don't know. He might still be there, or he may be in Florida, but
he's in Florida.
Education.
Yeah, he's in Florida.
But don't be so sure.
But all this discussion that we have about all these people that come in here, I think people forget the way that it was handled. Listen, I'm the number one critic for letting all these people come in improperly. I think it's just totally absurd what we do and the money that we're spending to try to make this right. But after all these people want to come in here because it's such a great place. And now they're being encouraged to come because we don't have enough Americans to do the work that needs to be done here. So we better bring in as many of these people as we can so we get the job done. And, you know, it becomes kind of a conundrum. What's right? What's wrong? Sometimes I'm confused after we talk about it a little bit here, what the right thing is to do. Where are these people coming from? So, and the one thing that we are leaving out of the equation, the number of people that are coming here from Asia, we are all keep focusing on what's coming up from the southern border. But I think we have no idea how many Asians are coming here illegally. So that brought me around to looking at the population of the earth and where all these people are and where are they going, where are they coming from, and what constitutes the population. There are 7.7 billion, apparently. I can remember in my lifetime when there were 4 billion. So that shows you in my lifetime what's happened. I remember when we first talked about this when I was probably in junior high school. What was you do a project on the peoples of the earth and how many. And I know that 4.9 sticks in my mind for some reason, being back in junior high school. Okay, so now there's 7.7 billion. So let's think about it as if there were 100 people, all right? Think about these 7.7 billion as 100, and then we'll go through the stats, okay? Out of 100 people, remember that equals the 7.7 billion, 11 of the people live in Europe, 5 live in North America, 9 live in South America, 15 live in Africa, and 60 live in Asia. Okay? Of the 100 people, again representing the 7.7 billion, 49 live in the country, 51 live in cities. 75 have mobile phones, 25 do not. 30 have internet, 70 do not. That grabbed me when I saw that. 7 have gotten a university education, 93 did not attend college. Again, 100 equals the 7.7 billion. 83 can read, 17 can't. 33 are Christians, 22 are Muslims, 14 are Hindus, 7 are Buddhists, 12 are other religions, and 12 have no religion. 26 live less than 14 years. 66 die between the ages of 15 and 64, and 8 are over 65. If you have your own home, eat full meals and drink clean water, have a mobile phone, can surf the internet, and have gone to college, you are in the minuscule privileged lot. Less than 7% of that 100 have those things. Among 100 people in the world, only 8 live beyond the age of 65. If you're over 65, be content. Think about how you're living and compare yourself to what else is going on in the world. I guess that maybe that's the underscore is taking care of your health. And here's something else that came out of this study of those who are over 65. If you forget the name, then not a lot of people in the audience are over 65, and they identify with me and my thinking. So I saw this, and I thought, I smiled, actually, when I read this. If you forget the names of people in your family, don't remember where you put things, that's normal for somebody who's over the age of 60. The info is in your brain, but the synapse that doesn't, that connects the stuff, it's not disease, it's just process of getting old. The most common things, you forget the name of a person. I know when I first started to forget people's names, it drove me nuts. I thought, my God, what's going on? What's happening to me? I mean, the girls tease me because I do forget stuff every once in a while. You know, you go into a room. How much does this happen? You go into a room and you forget why you're going there, right? You go to a movie, yeah, and you can't remember, I know that actress's name. You leave your keys somewhere, your glasses somewhere. You can't remember. Well, at least I remember where I put all that stuff. I can think it back. But most people who are my age have difficulty which is not really disease-oriented. It's a characteristic of passing into the age. I think about how, you know, when I go through those stats and think about how many people are alive who are my age, then not a lot, actually. And when I was younger, even your age, the three of you, the life expectancy was less than it is now. And so I think that we need to think about more that some of the things that we have going on in our lives, we're so blessed. And I think that no matter what your age, you think about what the good is. But certainly as you get older, and if you've gotten to the age that I am, and you think, some people say, well, every day is a gift. I guess I look upon it that way. I don't really look day to day. I don't think about it like I used to. I just take things on and do as I think is right by me and the people that I love, and that includes the three of you and all the people who listen. You know, I went through, Jay, some of the comments that we didn't get to from some of the folks who take the time to share with us on social media, our Twitter account and Facebook and stuff, and some of the things that are said by people, you know, some of it's kind of stupid, but some of the things are really nice, and it's nice to know that you have that kind of impact on people. One way, and it's certainly, when I look back at the comments that came from my birthday, it was really nice. I don't tend to, you know, I think of our conversations as being the four of us. The best radio conversations are not thinking about how broad the audience is, that there may be a couple of million people listening at some point. The fact that I used to have in the studio that I used in Cincinnati, I had a cutout of a woman who was 46, and it was in the back of the studio. And when I brought it in, the general manager said, "What are you doing with that?" I said, "That's who I'm talking to. That's my audience. That's who I'm talking to." And he laughed when he left it in the studio. Anyway, food for thought, 48 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlique works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Want to learn a new language so it will actually stick? Try Babbel. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people, so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Whatever your learning style, Babbel gives you the tools you need. Babbel. More ways to learn. Now try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, let's get into some of the things that we're thinking about the holiday season. Maybe it's because I'm thinking yesterday as I was driving around, where the heck I was going, I was moving a lot of equipment from one field to another on the farm, and I turned the radio on, and I heard two or three Christmas stations, and I thought to myself, it was a nice day, it was about 55, and I'm looking around, there's still leaves on the trees, and I'm thinking, this is too much. I usually love Christmas music, but I found myself hearing the same stuff that we heard over and over and over again last year, and I just turned the radio off. It wasn't Bah Humbug, the Grinch, it's too much, too soon. And it's so commercialized. My God, have you seen on television or even listened to some of the radio spots? It's all Christmas. Hello, it's the 15th of November, for God's sakes.
Yeah, but as soon as Halloween happens, everybody went right to Christmas. I can't even tell you how many people have Christmas trees already up and decorated.
Yeah, we're being sold a bill of goods.
No, it's comforting to people, though. That's why.
Say it again? Well,
it's
there are a lot of people.
Yeah, it's very comforting. The last, 2 years of this crap that we've been living through with COVID, it's very comforting. I mean, there are more Hallmark and Lifetime and
Netflix.
Oh, my God,
the movies?
There are like 140 brand new movies just for this season right now. It's the most ever.
All right, so over the weekend, the 79-foot Norway spruce arrived at Rockefeller Center. That's always been something, and it usually gets put up before Thanksgiving. So that's appropriate. 12 tons trucked in on a trailer. You imagine 115-foot-long trailer, what was going on the highway, the 95 from Elton down in Maryland up to New York City?
When you see a tree this large, if you were driving on the highway, you must have known this was going to Rock Center.
Yeah,
and there's
right.
79 yeah. feet long.
Yeah, right.
This is quite an ordeal.
Got 50,000 multicolored lights, 900-pound star on the top, 3 million crystals. So the ceremony to light it is the 1st of December. It'd probably take them that long to get it all set up, right? Yeah.
They set it up first, and then they have to decorate it, and then they don't light it until after Thanksgiving every year.
Right. So it's right across from the ground level studios for the Today Show, so they can watch all of that, and everybody, when they go to Rockefeller Center, they all go by the studios anyway and stand outside and make stupid faces and put up stupid signs. Anyway, but this is kind of a nice. Well, they are. I mean, think about it. It's fun.
I know, but it's funny to, you know, Captain Curmudgeon has to point it out.
All right. So let's talk about what's the big elephant in the room, the stock supplies of things, what's going to be in, what's going to be out. A lot of gadgets on a list that I saw that looked like they're going to be in short supply because everybody's there. You know, they're the things that people are talking about. So there are some deals. There are some cool gadgets. But the prediction is that most of these will be gone by the end of November. So what's the advice, ladies? Go get them now or plan on buying something else?
You know, get them now. Why wait?
But some people don't have the money to do it.
You can do layaway. Right? Don't a lot of places offer the layaway stuff, the layaway option?
Yep. Huh.
So great. I have one of these things. The Nubu. You know what a Nubu is? This is the big fad now. I've had these for a couple of years. It's a eco-friendly body toxin removal pad that you stick on your feet. Who would have thought they would be on the list of endangered what's-is for Christmas? A natural remedy, no chemicals. Have you ever seen this, ladies? You haven't seen it. I can tell you haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen anything like what you're talking about, but I have seen the almost like a pedicure foot tub that takes out a bunch of the toxins.
Yep. They're sticky. I wear them all the time. Sticky and the black stuff that comes out of your body. When you look at it, you think, all that stuff's in my body. So anyway, that's going to be something that's in short supply. There's a new it's not a binocular, it's a monocular. What do they call those things?
Monocular?
It's one eye.
Monocle.
Okay. Is that really?
You mean like the Monopoly guy? Is that what you mean? Like the little thing
that like
goes
a binocular,
over one eye?
That's one eye.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's supposed to be a big deal. Yeah,
it's a monocle.
They're selling out everywhere. Yeah.
Why?
Who knows?
Is everyone planning on the biggest Gatsby party ever? Like, why? Does anyone need that?
The photo.
You know what was great when I was little, and I feel like they need to bring them back? The night vision goggles.
Ah, yes.
For kids.
Yeah,
totally.
Those are great. I want to get rid of those for a mile.
That's all Doug needs.
The photo stick Omni. All right, what's that? Portray your photographic moments in one stick. Anybody
like
get
a memory
that
stick?
Now?
I don't know what you're looking at, but a memory stick.
I'm looking at
a
memory
like
stick. Yeah, it's called a photo stick.
Okay.
That's in short supply if you're looking for that. And the same sort of thing, you can put all of your music on something like that as well. Those are in short supply. All right, so a couple of words of advice. Go buy it now. 59 past the.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.